AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning Tehran not to play the U.S. as he departs for Pakistan for negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran. Meanwhile, Hezbollah chief Naim Qassem is urging Lebanese authorities to, quote, stop offering free concessions. It was the first official statement from the militant group since Israel announced it would enter into direct negotiations with Lebanon. Calls are increasing inside Congress for investigations into the prediction market platform Polymarket after the latest instance where groups of anonymous traders made strategic, well-timed bets on a major geopolitical event hours before it occurred. On Wednesday, the AP reported that at least 50 brand new accounts on Polymarket placed substantial bets on a U.S.-Iran ceasefire in the hours, even minutes, before President Trump announced the ceasefire late Tuesday.
I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island.
In a statement at the White House yesterday, First Lady Melania Trump denied any ties to Jeffrey Epstein and knowledge of his sex crimes, saying the stories are completely false and calling accusations that she was somehow involved smears about me. The First Lady also said she and her attorneys were fighting back against unfounded and baseless lies. The largest monthly jump in gas prices in 6 decades caused a sharp spike in inflation in March. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year earlier. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.9% in March from February, the largest increase in nearly 4 years. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Defending champion Rory McIlroy is on top after one round at the Masters after shooting an opening 67 to share a two-stroke lead with Sam Burns.
Great start to the week, obviously. Felt like I got a lot out of my round today.
World number one Scottie Scheffler was 3 shots back in a tie for sixth. In the NBA, Josh Hart scored 26 points to help overcome Jason Tatum's near triple-double, and the Knicks rallied past the Celtics for a 112-106 win. LeBron James had 26 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds to power the Lakers past the Warriors 119-103. MLB Tigers center fielder Parker Meadows was hospitalized after a head-to-head outfield collision with teammate Riley Green in Minneapolis. And NHL, the Penguins clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 4 years.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.